Today we get to sum up Hebrews chapter 11 with the closing verses of 30 through 40. I'm going to try to move quickly, but in short, number one, or the main point, the first main point is faith experiences victory given by God. So by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall we say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, 300 men against an army that was innumerable. Barak took an army of only 2 tribes with Deborah and defeated the Canaanites. Samson delivered Israel from the tyranny of the Philistines. Japheth delivered Israel from the hands of Ammon. And David, who slayed a lion, a bear, a giant, and the people sang tens of thousands. Samuel prophesied courageously for many years, and the prophets, all the other prophets who obeyed by faith. Commercial break. Let me remind us of this truth. Gideon was reluctant, asking for signs. He was selfish and vengeful later on in his account of history. Barak would only go on to battle if Deborah came. Samson was foolish and led astray. Jephthah was a son of a harlot and made a foolish decision to the sacrifice of his daughter. David was a murderer and an adulterer and had major family problems. Samuel's sons were gone astray. These individuals are not being praised because they were perfect, far from it. They're being lifted up as an example of people who had faith, whom God used. Verse 33, who by faith, though they were weak, people of God, God used their faith as a mustard seed to conquer kingdoms, perform acts of righteousness, obtain promises, shut the mouths of lions, quench the power of the fire, escape the edge of the sword. From weakness they were made strong, and they became mighty in war. They put foreign armies to flight, and women received back their dead by the resurrection. So we see God gives fruit, or he gives blessing to faith. And of course, the ultimate blessing is eternal life in Jesus Christ. But also we learn something else about faith. Faith endures physical trials. In verses 35b through 38, just because there's a long list of victory and deliverance by faith, it doesn't mean all the stories are victorious according to Earth's view. And you must get this. Just because you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior does not mean that you're going to have a life of health, wealth, and prosperity. In fact, Scripture really tells us the opposite is true. It says in these verses, others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings. Yes, also chains and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were put to death by the sword. They went about it in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, affected, ill-treated. Verse 38, men of whom the world was not worthy, this world was not their home. Faith makes you worthy of another home. Wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, it's better to be without a home and comfort here on earth and have a home in eternity than to live with all of earth's pleasures and spend an eternity in hell. Also, faith is focused on the future. Verses 39 through 40, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us they would not be made perfect. This new covenant, no, not us, but what we have, the Christ, and the age which he brought. They looked forward to him, and one day they will sit under his perfect reign and eternity. We don't receive a perfect life here on earth, but we'll receive a perfect life in that which is yet to come. And that is what we're looking forward to. Keep looking forward to the promise that is yet to come as you have faith in Christ now.